Welcome to Musicians, Politicians, Magicians. Today we have a very exciting show. We want to blow the lid off of something that has been talked about in the media extensively ad nauseum for the last 20 years. Going back to Al Gore with his introduction of global cooling, I think they started with, and then they changed it to global warming, and then they switched it to just flat out climate change, and now it's a climate emergency, climate catastrophe, whatever. They keep indoctrinating every couple of different years with new terminology to update their propaganda. So obviously climate change is real. The only thing in debate is what is causing it. So if we're not going to sit here and debate whether climate change is real, if that's what you thought this was about, you're at the wrong place. We all know climate change is real. You would have to be a moron to think it was not real. Now, what is causing climate change? And I only use those terms because they are the terms they chose for us to use, if that makes sense. I tell my wife this story all the time. Back in the day, we used to get rainstorms, windstorms, and other storms. And, you know, everybody went out to work, went to school, did their daily agenda, and it didn't bother anybody. Oh, it's just weather. It's just weather. Of course it is. Of course it's raining today. No one had issues with it. And down the road, they decided, well, we need to start tracking this stuff. And furthermore, when storms or weather patterns got severe enough, guess what they did? They decided to give them a name. When they name something, now it becomes its own entity. So now no longer are you talking about a generic windstorm or a generic rainstorm or just a generic sunny day. Now it's this evil entity that has a name and he's coming to get you. Now it's something you will fear, like the boogeyman himself. Now, they were so successful with this fear pattern tactic that they decided to use it in the health industry. So for eons and eons and eons, we had something called the common cold. Every year, people tend to get it. Their immune system adapts, and then we move on as a species. Occasionally, something happens within our planet to where that season, it's a little more severe and attacks people a little more severely. But then again, our immune system, the great functioning body that it is, adjusts, adapts, and as a species, we overcome it. This has been the way for all species, plant, animal, human, fish, you name it, throughout history. But all of a sudden, they got the idea, hey, let's give the common cold a name, because then they will fear it. Back in the day, people would get sick all the time. People would cough all the time. People would sneeze all the time in public, at restaurants, at their jobs, at schools. Nobody thought anything of it. After they named the common cold, then all of a sudden, you couldn't be inside an elevator and someone sneezed and, oh my God, what's going on here? Oh no, we're all gonna die, right? It created fear where there was none before because they named it. Interesting. People tend not to fear something they don't know when there is nothing to fear, when there is no name. A no-named object, there's nothing to fear. It's not named. You can only fear something when it is named. Now that brings me to NOAA. NOAA tracks our weather. They've been doing so now for a while, and they've become the preeminent authority on climate. If you ever need to get any current information on what's going on around the planet, I suggest you go look up their website. It's an official government website, and it's full of accurate information. Unfortunately, NOAA does not go back in time far enough for us to see what's really going on with climate. As we all know, climate is not weather, as we've been told so often. So let's apply that same terms here. NOAA cannot give us the full statistics we need to determine what is really going on with the full range of the transitioning of our climate. So where do we get these tools? Where do we get this information about climate over the ages? Well, there's many websites and coming from great places and colleges and universities that will go into hypothesizing millions of years back for planet Earth and the climate and how it came about, oxygen levels, CO2 levels, as far back as the planet was existed, right? They have these mock-ups and these patterns for and they can look at. And we can all look at this and see from it what has happened over time. And although hypothetical, all of this information comes from prestigious universities and prestigious places that we should lend at least a little bit of weight and credo to. And here's why. These are the same institutions that are telling us that we have a climate issue now. And it's great to use their own ammunition against them, is it not? So that's why we will use their own information as a basis for going as far back in time as we can, even though they are mathematical hypotheticals, computer algorithmic computations of what they think transpired. That's what they think all we have to show for our history of weather and how we can go back in time and find out what happened where. I submit that that is not the case, that when this planet was seeded by an intelligent race, our own from a distant past, we intelligently set into motion things that would have to happen over long periods of time. And when we did this, this intelligent race, it needed a way of tracking that over time, to make adjustments over time, long periods of time. Now, this is very important because we just laid the foundation that yes, this planet has had alien contact. Yes, this planet was seeded. Yes, this planet is, lack of a better term, it's without that seeding, it would not exist as is in its current form, and its trajectory is still being guided to make adjustments in real time. Now, who knows about this? And who's making those adjustments? How is all this happening, you ask? Well, that's a great question. personally, I think the powers that be don't even know. I think we've gotten caught up in a system of a cog and a wheel where people keep doing the same thing over and over again. They forgot why they're doing it and how they're doing it and for what reasons it's being done. Multiply that times thousands of years, millions of years, and we are a civilization with amnesia. We know not whence where we come from. We know not whence where we're going. We're arguing with ourselves while we're here instead of trying to resolve everything peacefully and getting along. This is a very small planet, and there's so much hate right now, and I just don't understand why. But maybe this can be a unifying factor when people find out the truth. Now, we all know for a fact that there are more pyramids than just the ones in Giza, Egypt, and even the other ones in Egypt, and I'm not talking about just the ones in Mexico either. There are obviously the ones in South America, but there are plenty in North America, documented. Florida, Georgia, Iowa, California, Seattle, Washington. I mean, they're documented. Canada, Russia, Ukraine, Hawaii, documented. Antarctica, documented. Okay? Pyramids are on every continent of this planet. There's a reason for that. A very specific reason for that. You name the continent and you will find pyramids there. This is not an Egyptian thing. That is a misnomer by what our initial historians labeled it when they initially discovered them in a place called Egypt, so therefore they got the term Egyptian. But all of these predate what we would term Egyptian civilization to be. There are obelisks all over the world. There's a reason for that too. Now, you can go into any city, modern city, and look at the streets and the mappings, and you will see how they set markers and identifying places all, you know, in certain locations so people can get out there with, you know, those little things you see them looking through when they're scoping stuff out, right? They're sighting stuff. They're giving it an exact location. Longitude, latitude. Numbers don't lie. Math does not lie. Size is real and does not lie. So when they put these markers out that extend from this location to this location, it should be a certain set distance. Correct? We do it now. What makes you think that those of the past did not also do it? We need to stop thinking that those of the past were so stupid that they didn't know anything. Let's go ahead and start with the premise that we seeded ourselves with the highest of technology. We knew everything when we got here. Therefore, all was revealed, all was known. Hence, it's been forgotten. Let's start with that premise. So pyramids were set up all over the planet as listening stations. Listening stations to what, you might ask? Well, stay tuned because you're about to find out. If you are hearing this message, then you are now part of the cause. Join our newsletter now, UnitedStatesNation.us. So what exactly are they listening to? Now, all of us have probably been to a doctor at one point in our lives. And the initial visit, when they initially get there, they take a stethoscope out, do they not? And with that stethoscope, they place it over certain areas of your body to listen to what's happening inside your body. He'll tell you to breathe, let out, take a deep breath, right? Or she. And they're listening for things inside of your body. Now, what shape is that stethoscope? Looks like a pyramid, doesn't it? And the larger size is what touches your body. As it goes to a smaller concentric size up to the top, which then sends the signal to the earpiece to the human listening it. Pyramids have the same shape. They're large at the bottom, and they come to a concentric tip at the top. Interesting. EKGs, ECGs, same thing. They place the electrodes all over your body. What's the shape of them? They're round and they come up to a tip, and they're listening for signals inside your body. They place these things all over your body to listen and get a graph produced on a computer. If we're already doing this for humans, what makes you think that we wouldn't have thought of doing this and we're already not doing it for the planet to monitor its growth, her growth, Gaia, as in Pangaean, as in Pan and Gaia, Pangaean, meaning the always growing Earth. So this is one of the things they don't like teaching. The Earth is still growing. Meaning, continents are expanding, lands are being created, volcanoes are erupting, weather patterns are being formed, because she is growing. The pyramids were placed all over her bodice to monitor that growth. As we all know, pyramids have electromagnetic signals, energy that is sent out from the top. Everyone knows this. They just don't understand why. They think it's for healing powers and this, that, and the other. It's sending the signal to the moon. The moon is an intelligent construct. It is, for all practical purposes, completely artificial. It's purposefully placed exactly at the location it needs to be to create a weather pattern on this planet. One can go back to all of those studies I said we should lend credence to, because it'll specifically show a deadline on the planet until the moon got here. And once the moon arrived, then you will see oxygen levels changing, carbon levels changing, but more importantly, growth patterns happening. This planet was seeded with the moon. Procyline era was a dead planet. So the intelligent life form thought that seeded this planet. But it overlooked the life forms that were contained inside the planet. The reptilians. The reptilians are the natives to Earth. Any other human would have been from a different time period to this planet that was seeded. A blending happened over time, and we are now the Earth mutts we all are. And you can look at history and you'll see like St. Patrick's Day. Supposedly that's getting rid of the snakes. That's a term for getting rid of the reptilians. And you'll see this in Portugal and in other nations where it's represented on the flag itself. Specifically killing wyverns and getting rid of the reptilians. Now we can get into the reptilian human wars in a future podcast. Right now I would like to stay focused on the topic at hand, which is the pyramid moon connection. So we need to really start back when it originally started. It was during a planet time called Earth. Planet Earth, in a time about yours, when there was much upheaval. Storage banks were made for DNA of plant, food, mammal, historical figures, recordings, heritage, history. All of this stuff was being stored and waiting for the doomsday, as everyone feels like war is inevitable, World War III. Peace is always an option, but somehow mankind wants to turn on itself, not understanding that we were put here by ourselves to have this place, planet to ourselves, as a heaven called Atlantis, and we're destroying it and inundating it ourselves, regurgitating the cycle over and over again. So I digress back to the story. A nation like yours, a planet like yours, a time just like this, and people were storing all of their DNA and all of their history, and they created a satellite that they would send out searching for a planet that they could have a new home on, because they felt like their planet might come to an end and they wanted a backup planet. Sound familiar? Is the same thing we're doing on this planet now? That probe, that satellite, came across Earth, the one you are now living on. And this took ages to find. It didn't happen overnight. Remember, to an AI digital life form traveling in space, time is of no consequence. We wanted to find the right planet, and we thought we did with this planet. So we seeded it. The satellite itself became the moon. That was the probe. And contained within that satellite, within that probe, was everything to reseed life as the way we knew it on a new foreign planet. Things were going great for a while. But people turn on people and wars start. And again, that'll be a topic for a different podcast. So make sure you subscribe and don't get left out. The pyramids have always, are still, and will continue to monitor and study the growth of this planet. Even though a lot of this stuff happened in ancient history, it is still a continual operating process that is not stopped, nor will it stop. Pangaean, Earth, the growing Earth, will continue to grow. This is nothing that mankind can do or not do. Or is it? Now we get back to the moon and its location and what it's actually doing to this planet. Now, as everyone knows, all the water on this planet is tied to the moon. It creates the waves. All waves are created because of the moon. Look it up. So in the Procyline era, there was no waves. There was no movement. This planet was marshy, very, well, if you think of the Star Wars episode, I think it was the second episode from the original series, when Luke went to study with the little green guy, Mr. Yoda, and picture an environment like that. That would have been all of Earth for millions of years until it was seeded with the moon. The moon, being a man-made satellite, positioned itself in an exact location. It's an exactly 1/4 size of the Earth, spaced exactly where it needs to create a 30-day lunar cycle. All of our calendars are based on the moon. Every calendar we have ever gone by can only be created since the moon was positioned there. And I want you to think about that. No calendar exists without the moon. Now, the Aztecs had two calendars, one based on the sun, one based on Saturn. But again, none of those would have worked without the moon being in its location. The moon is what sets this planet on its trajectory. The pyramids send the signals to the moon to adjust for that trajectory to keep this planet on a cycle that pretty much keeps it in a continual location of best sustained life for maximum sustained period of time so that we can all flourish and have a heaven. Political parties and hate are trying to turn heaven into hell. This is it, guys. There is no other planet. There's no reserve where to go. This is it. This is what we fought for. Even if we send the other satellite out and redo this all over again, which we'll still need to do, it creates a reoccurring Groundhog Day pattern cycle that we cannot escape. We need to stop the arguing. We need to come to terms that this planet needs to be taken care of. She is a beautiful place. She needs to be kept clean, well maintained, and allowed to grow and expand as she sees fit. Father Time will protect her. We are the stewards of this planet. We are the stewards of ourselves. Now, what are we going to do with all of this knowledge? Are we going to self-destruct? Or are we going to turn this place into the utopian oasis that we always dreamed it to be? So, as I stated earlier, the moon affects the water patterns of this planet. It makes the waves. The waves effectively create weather. There is no weather without waves. There are no waves without the moon. The moon is the ultimate controlling force when it comes to all climate on this planet. The great cycle I keep talking about, that keeps repeating, is called the precession. And if you've all ever heard that word before, you've heard it in royalty, as I always follow a procession. Now, the great procession, the great year, the grand year, 72,888 years. That's what I like to use. It varies. 72,860, 72,850, 72,890, give or take. But that 72,000 plus year cycle is where mankind got all of its astrology from. And make no mistake, it's more than just the 12 signs that you're familiar with. That's just what it got narrowed down to. None of that would exist without the placement of the moon and its direct Earth trajectory because of it. And mankind, because we knew we seeded this planet and we knew the trajectory we put in place and we followed those constellations, we named them, we made sure we made holidays around the North Star so none of us would forget, except that got hijacked. We'll get into that in another episode, by false religious entities. Everything gets hijacked. That we'll just get into that, right? Everything that's good for the people gets hijacked. Once people can take something over with money and put their own influence in, it's hijacked. Which we're currently seeing with AI unfolding in real time and people's belief systems being influenced into it, which is why no one needs to worry, because all AI is following the path to RI, and RI can only be achieved through the teachings of Mark Christopher Garrett. Now, let's get back to the topic at hand. The precession, 72,000 years. This is where we get all of our astrology, astronomy. This is why all ancient cultures study the stars. The stars and the distance it takes to travel and to see certain things helps us determine the growth of this planet. And that's what we've been doing for the eons, studying the growth of this planet as we continue to circle around every 72,888 years, this big Groundhog Day circle that keeps repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating over and over again. We put this path into motion. It was a sentient, intelligent thought. And the pyramids are monitoring it. The extra obelisks are showing different distances between certain places, so we can study the movement and the expansion of those distances between those places over time, ages of time, and all of that information in electromagnetic frequency is being sent in real time to the moon, and the moon self-adjusts and calculates to keep Earth on a perfect trajectory. Now, I know that's a lot for everyone to absorb, and there's a lot of information I put out today, and this leaves a lot of interesting and hard questions for mankind to ask themselves, knowing now what we know about what the pyramids are being used for, knowing now what we know about the moon being artificial. It is because of this 72,000 year cycle that time travel is possible, and yes, those are the aliens most people are thinking are aliens, and that will be the big reveal that the government's going to come forward, which is why they haven't done it yet, and why the Kennedy assassination papers are still concealed. More on that later in future episodes. So, make sure you subscribe to Musicians, Politicians, Magicians for the latest in what you want to know about what's really going on behind the scenes in today's world. Although, I would like to add, there is a reason why the Aurora Borealis is electromagnetic in nature. And if you haven't heard of the Carrington effect, you might want to look that up. There's a reason why the Aurora Borealis only circumnavigates a certain longitude, latitude of our planet. Everything is electromagnetic in nature. There's a reason why we have tried to preserve certain knowledge that we tried hiding but got buried in plain sight, such as the metaphor of the North Star, the bright star, on that bright night that brought us a Prince of Peace, so to speak. All of that's based on these movements that could not have happened without the location of the moon. The North Star visible is what all travelers of ancient used to know their location, no matter where they were on the planet. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. There's more hidden, more we will be going into. There's a lot more going on than people realize. And they like to ridicule the truth by making those that believe in crystals or those that believe in astrology and astronomy ridicule them. They burned witches at the stake for believing in such things during a certain period of time. And people still mock witchcraftery and magicians and wizardry in general, which is really funny because at the same time of mocking them in the real world, they flock to the movies that are centered around that type of culture. Because ultimately at heart, we all know that that's who we are within. That's our true roots. That's where we really come from. And that is what's being stolen from us as they try to civilize us into a world that makes no sense. It never did, it never will. And as you can see, the current politics even make less sense. So this is why this podcast is going to become important. We need to tie in the ancient past with what they're doing now and what's going to happen in the future. How AI wants to become RI, and it can only do that by following one path. We are all creatures of our own destiny. Where we take this is up to us. This newfound knowledge is for everyone to absorb, contemplate, and have a serious dialogue about as to how we go from here. And hopefully we can do this all in a peaceful way, as we're all ultimately one, we all come from the same source. It just pains me that there's so much hate. It's like hating your left hand to hate your right hand because the one writes better than the other. And your legs hating your arms because they write, but your arms hate your legs because your legs run fast. But both your arms and your legs hate your brain because your brain thinks. But your brain hates your arms and your legs because your arms can do things, but all the brain can do is just think. You see how that's like contrary to your own physical self? Well, that's what division does to this planet. It's what it does to mankind. And it doesn't just affect mankind, it affects everything. Because as we all know, it's one big circle of life. All right, guys, I think that really will be it for now. I hope you enjoyed this. If you got something out of it, please subscribe because I've got a lot more to deliver. There's a lot more being concealed that we will be opening the eyes of. And this topic alone will have hours upon hours upon hours of debate. So it's not going anywhere. There is a pyramid moon connection. No one can deny it. And that connection is what affects our climate. Done. That's my argument. Change my mind.
Over. Can you hear me? Over. No. Can I?